This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
It's just another manic Monday. Wish you were Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday.
Who is this? The bongos?
Bangles. The bangles.
Bangles, the bongos.
Come on.
That was close. I just had one vowel off. That's not bad. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. How much caffeine is too much? Here we go on.
The limit does not exist.
Really?
I was going to say, come on.
Well,
bring it on.
Are there benefits to drinking coffee? Sure. Are there side effects to drinking coffee? Of course. I think there are some people like the two of you who like a cup of coffee. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. So I guess the question is, do you get the same benefits from tea? Because once in a while I have some tea to start the morning. There's caffeine in that. There's caffeine in other beverages that I try to stay away from. Is caffeine good for you or bad for you? Depends on who you talk to. My guess is, and this is sort of an educated guess, talking to people like my doctor friends who say that caffeine in moderation is not bad for you. There are several health benefits, in fact, that you can get out of having caffeine. But if you have too much, the positive good that comes out of it is overweighed by what the drawbacks. And if you look at some of those things from nutrition experts, the reason I was attracted is because this woman, Dr. Megan Meyer, obviously has the same name as my daughter, so I look at, for whatever the reason, the stuff that comes from somebody named Megan. And so she's come up with a plan for people to consume. She says it's safe to consume 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. Well, how the heck do you know how much that is, really? You don't know how much caffeine is. I guess I would ask the two of you, because you drink coffee. Do you know what's in the coffee that you drink? Is there a difference in a Starbucks cup of coffee and a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee, or a coffee that you brew yourself in the office or when you go to a radio station? Jennifer KRLA later this morning, do you have out in the commissary, is there a coffee pot that you go to during the
all
news breaks?
All K-cups now. Yeah, there's a lot of K-cups around.
Really?
I think it, like the typical cup of coffee, I think it's like 90 milligrams of caffeine. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, I think, something like that. So, but I think some, as you mentioned, some are a little stronger than others, so it probably ticks up or down. But I probably have 3 cups a day.
All right. So here are the health problems listed in this. Insomnia, anxiety, nausea, headaches, dizziness, restlessness, shakiness, abnormal heart rhythm, and it goes on from there. Now, you know, when I'm talking about Calitrin and losing weight, because there's no caffeine, a lot of the things that are taken by people who lose weight have a lot of caffeine in them. And so looking at the side effects, there's some people who, if they drink too much coffee, have seizures. And so, I mean, the thing here to be aware of is that a lot of supplements have caffeine in them. It's not just the caffeine you drink in the tea or the coffee. It's other things that you consume that you may not know has all this stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So am I overdoing this, ladies, or not? Is this?
No, it's good to be aware, but also being aware of how your body metabolizes caffeine. Some people can't have any caffeine past 11 a.m., otherwise they will be up all night. Other people can drink it as they're going to bed and not have any issue because their body just metabolizes it better.
Brewed coffee, as Jennifer said, is 96 milligrams of caffeine.
Pretty good, huh? Not
very
bad.
Good. Decaf, 2 milligrams. I thought that was pretty interesting. Espresso, 64 milligrams. Black tea has 48 milligrams. Green tea, 29 milligrams. Coca-Cola, 34 milligrams. Red Bull, 80 milligrams. Starbucks coffee, 310 milligrams. Milk chocolate, I had some hot chocolate yesterday, no, Saturday at the auction, 9 milligrams in that. So, you know, again, it's kind of if what you know hopefully will help you and not hurt you. There are some researchers who say that caffeine increases mental performance and alertness because it blocks a chemical in the brain that makes you drowsy. I guess that's probably true. That's why so many radio people have it in the morning, right? Caffeine can help you boost adrenaline, which leads to increased physical performance. That's why a lot of athletes, runners in the Boston Marathon, for example, today, they sell more coffee. I heard this from a couple of different people that over the years that I was the driver of the pace car. The people said they sold more coffee on race day than they did any other time of the year, which I thought was very interesting. So it's like anything else, though, don't you think? Everything in moderation. If you're doing, how many cups a day, Jay, do you drink?
It depends on the day. Sometimes it's only one. Sometimes it might be two. I used to do three, but I've cut it down to swapping a lot of tea in there. I love matcha.
Did you feel like your mood was enhanced when you had a cup of coffee?
No, I'm one of those people that I don't notice a difference. I like the taste, and I also like the heat of it, like just drinking something warm. It doesn't matter how much coffee or caffeine I consume. I don't feel jittery. I don't feel anxious. I don't have any trouble sleeping. Like, I'm pretty sure sleeping is my superpower.
So when I kissed a woman, or any number of women, I don't know, that doesn't sound too good, but at any rate.
How many women?
More than I can count at the moment.
More than three.
I count. More than three. Who had a cup of coffee, say, in the morning. It just,
But I got to tell you
that. Not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, I think coffee breath is not the most appealing, but it's the same thing for garlic, or it's the same thing when somebody tries to come at you first thing in the morning. You know, I don't know. Just take a mint. You'd be fine.
All right. If you have time to
There are plenty of things that cause bad breath, is my point.
You can't just
blame that all on coffee.
All right. So caffeine enhances your mood by releasing dopamine and serotonin in your brain. And that is why
it's a ritual, which I think is kind of interesting. It's a ritual of, like, the morning. And it's funny because I don't feel like caffeine has that much of an impact on me, but I do feel like I perform better getting up early, like after my first couple of sips of coffee. And I think it's because it's warm. It kind of gets your vocal cords going. It feels like, you know, it just kind of snaps you into gear. But on the weekends, I find it to be really relaxing to sit with a cup of coffee and
look at the newspaper. A lot of people say they get the jitters when they can feel their heart rate go up. But, I mean, if that's the way your body reacts to it, don't drink it.
Right.
Everybody's body is different. The chemistry is going to, you should avoid it if you have. If you're pregnant, don't have coffee. That's what one of the doctors has said in this review.
Yeah, or when people go off of coffee, if they've been drinking it a lot. That was one thing that I noticed when I was drinking coffee and then I got pregnant with my son and I stopped drinking coffee. I didn't have that caffeine withdrawal headache or anything like that. I didn't even notice a difference.
Did you drink coffee while you were breastfeeding Mac?
No, but also I didn't breastfeed.
Ah, okay. Well,
I thought it would be funny if you would have said no, but he did.
Yeah. I stuck that straight in the bottle.
Yeah, there we are. Anyway, this is from the Food and Health Survey of the International Food Emporium, or whatever the heck that is. So, all right, let's go to a couple of political things going on here. The Trump criminal... say it again, Doug. I was about to say the Trump criminal pile... maybe this is piling on, but the trial begins today. This is the first time a former president will sit in a courtroom and be tried for this. What is the 34 counts on this? Jennifer, you're closer to this than I am. I kind of just I zone out.
Basically, what it is it's over they call it the hush money case, but it's really not what they're going after him for. It's not illegal to pay someone hush money. What they're saying is that he paid his lawyer and he called it legal fees as opposed to making it a campaign donation to himself to make the story go away.
Right.
The FEC refused to prosecute this. The federal government refused to prosecute this. Alvin Bragg had to manufacture some additional charges because it had already reached the statute of limitations, because it was 7 years, and it's been more than that since this allegedly happened. So he had to manufacture some additional charges to make this what would have been normally a misdemeanor, even if you were going to charge, now felony charges. So he knows that in Manhattan, they're not allowing jurors to come in from Staten Island. They're not allowing jurors to come in from other parts of Manhattan. If you don't think this is a setup job, it's only from Manhattan proper that they're allowing jury selection. Mm-hmm. Where President Trump in 2020 got 12% of the vote, and in 2016 got 10% of the vote. So you tell me if you're going to get someone a fair jury. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you have no choice but to giggle about it. But when you think about this is where the justice system is headed, it doesn't make anybody feel very good, because it's another reason why people who don't have the same opinion as the mass in New York probably wouldn't want to do business there.
It's just, I don't know. I don't feel as strongly about this in the negative as I do about the business of his bank fraud, supposedly, when he, you know, filled out forms that suggested that maybe he was making a little more money or the stuff was worth a little bit more. That one really sends me into the ozone.
This one really sends me, because it had to be manufactured, and it was by a DA who ran on this. Look, you want to make an argument about the classified documents, fine. Biden had them, Trump had them. Let's consistently
decide. I don't even think that's an issue. I don't even
Is the most serious case.
Well, we can ask the question, Jennifer. Look at all of these things. That's all you got? And look at the attention that it has garnered under the circumstances. Okay.
They want to do this in New York, in Manhattan, because they want to be able to put the headlines up. Convicted criminal Donald Trump running for president. And this also, because it's a criminal case in New York, you have to be there in person. It's going to take him off the campaign trail for 8 weeks. He's going to have to be in this court for 8 weeks and not out rallying people. So I think, they know what they're doing. It's intentional.
Okay, next up, RFK Jr. running as an independent presidential candidate. I'm voting for him.
He got on the ballot, didn't he, in Iowa this weekend?
You know, I don't know, Jennifer. I didn't follow on that.
I thought I saw that he was able to get on the ballot in Iowa.
Yeah. He's ruled out a run as a libertarian, however. There are some people who thought, because in trying to get on all the ballots in all the 50 states, he did say something earlier on that he was going to keep the door open. But now he says, we're not going to have any problems getting on the ballot everywhere, so I'm not running as a libertarian. So there you go. He was in Des Moines over the weekend for his campaign. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Right. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, 23 after the hour. Good day time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. So we have social media items, trending things, trending names, celebrities. Oftentimes we think of like singers or movie stars, but a couple of women athletes who deserve some attention, it seems to me, because they are high on the list, Jay, starting with Serena Williams. She's become not only was she the best? Or certainly in the best, the top two or three or four, I think, of Martina Navratilova and Billie Jean King when it comes to great tennis players. But I think she also, she was so robust and took care of herself, even when she was pregnant, right? Didn't she, like, she just seems to stand out all the time for me.
Yeah,
anyway,
Serena Levels' level of athleticism was above par. I mean, it was, she really was one of the best tennis players,
she's
one of the best
like
athletes.
Big,
she won
strong
three.
Woman who really could command the audience when they're watching her. Yeah, she won how many? Three titles?
She's the only tennis player to ever have won three of the four majors six or more times.
Yeah, good for her. Anyway, she's gotten herself involved. She's getting excited and wants the world to be excited about women's college basketball. Caitlin Clark is another name that's trending because of her performances in the NCAA. The women's games, she's probably the biggest name. Is she in the women's basketball circuit?
Yeah, I think Caitlin Clark is definitely top tier. Angel Reese is another one of the big names. They are just absolutely phenomenal. They faced off, LSU and Iowa faced off last year, LSU winning. And then this year, Iowa won. And LSU dropped, they didn't make it to the big title. They dropped out, I want to say, I can't even remember, but was it the Elite Eight?
You're asking the wrong guy.
It was sometime earlier than anybody would have expected.
Maybe, yeah. So Serena Williams is in the picture talking to Caitlin Clark. There is a move afoot to have some women's professional basketball teams or a league. And Serena Williams wants to invest, apparently, in the WNBA. So how many teams are there now in that? I don't know that much about the league either. I bring these things up.
I can't recall. Cleveland used to have one called the Rockers, and they were the most fun games, just absolutely fantastic. And then, of course, that franchise folded. And I think during that time, less than half of the teams went away. I can't recall how many there are currently.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the running of the Boston Marathon today, the focus is on the women's race. There are a lot of the same old people that are running, the men running from the various, you know, there's always that group of men from Kenya and some of them from France and of course, our own runners in America. But there are a couple of women who apparently, I was trying to remember last year, a Kenyan man and a woman won the race. And so you look at the athleticism again, and it shows all kinds of, you know, if you think about what it takes to be an athlete, there's so much difference in somebody who's a runner, let's say, versus somebody who's a boxer or somebody who's a wrestler or even some of the performers in the Olympic sports of weightlifting and gymnastics and stuff. You know, it's just the bodies that are developed and how they are developed. And, you know, we think of these of women athletes or men athletes, but there's no one, you know, there's the silliness of thinking that you're an athlete, therefore you must be muscular and strong and big. And that doesn't, doesn't work.
Or you're too big to be an athlete. Like, it goes the other way, too. And it's just preposterous.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what the sport is, right? Much as anything else. But there, but here we go back again to my age-old thing about focusing on people because they're women or they're black or whatever the color is, they're first and this, that, or the other thing. I think these women, some of the women who are involved in athletics ought to be, you know, opposing, they ought to be challenging men. I think there should be a lot more of that, frankly, than there is. Anyway, that's a thought or two that we have for you. 28 after on Good Day. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue an upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
Drug shortages have reached an all-time high in the U.S. During the first 3 months of 2024, there were 323 active medication shortages. Some of the most concerning involved generic injectable medications, including cancer chemotherapy drugs and emergency medications stored in hospital crash carts and procedural areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It has been a good day.
Hi guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
To communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it.
That's a great, great movie. Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman, George Kennedy. George Kennedy was the bad guy in that one. That was, I would say, Strother Martin, but I don't think that is Strother Martin. I'm trying to remember who that actor is, well-known character actor. Anyway, so there's a bit of the past to think about. You know, the number one TV show, the number one new TV show on CBS, actually this is on all of the networks, Jay, is a show called Tracker. As it's on Sunday nights. I watched it once.
Oh, that's the one guy from This Is Us, right?
You know, I think he was on this. Yeah, he's somebody that everybody knows. I mean, I recognize him. I didn't remember others from this
show. Yeah, and he was in Bad Moms Christmas. Yes, what is his name? Good grief.
I honestly am trying to remember it now, and I can't remember it.
Is it Justin Hartley?
Yes.
Justin Hartley,
yeah, there
yes.
you go. Thank you, James.
Yep.
You saved yourself from your other foibles of the day.
Without oh, thanks for that.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right, so that's the number one new TV show. It's quite a good show. I thought it was a pretty good show. Anyway, today is the Boston Marathon. It's also tax day. You need to have your... I don't know why I've stayed away from this today. Maybe it's because there are a lot of other things going on. It just seems talking about taxes is so old hat. We talk about it the same way, the same phraseology, all the verbiage about tax day is the same year in and year out. I've said this for as many years as I've been on the air, and that's a long time. That paying your taxes is one of the, it's a rude awakening. Maybe that's a lot of people like me and Jay, and we are sole proprietors or we have our own businesses, and we have to make sure the money is in that we owe.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your forms in, but you got to have the money, and otherwise there are
always penalties. Owe money.
Yep, that's right. So anyway, the third Monday in April in Massachusetts is Patriots Day. And that's the Boston Marathon Day. It's also usually the first home game, although there was a first, the Red Sox had a first. Actually, the season opener at home was last week, last Tuesday. So anyway, 128th iteration of the marathon. Patriots Day, though, really is a commemoration in Massachusetts of the battles of Lexington and Concord. Most of the schools are closed, banks are closed, workplaces are closed in Massachusetts. It is quite the thing. It's quite a spectacle. And there will be, of course, national coverage of it because of the impact. There are so many people that get pledged. I pledged some money for a couple of people running from Framingham. You know, and this is an opportunity, but the last 18 years since this got organized, there's a fellow who was a selectman in Framingham who became the organizer of getting people to actually sign up and work together, and they've worked together on a number of things, including raising money for various charities. So they've gotten $1 million, Jay, from people supporting them. I thought that was fabulous. As I said earlier, I was talking about this I do a TV program for the locals, and one of the things that we were talking about was the money that gets raised and the people and why they run on the race and that sort of thing. This mm-hmm. is kind of a cool thing. So anyway, all right, let's see here. The NASA folks, a couple of things going on that website, which I'd like to give up with for you. By the way, Uri Geller is going to join us in probably 4 or 5 minutes talking about what happened. He's obviously in Tel Aviv. I don't know, obviously I shouldn't assume because there are new people listening all the time, new stations. Thank you for the new listeners. And so Uri Geller is someone who's famous around the world as known as the Spoon Bender, but he's a great motivator. He's been involved in all kinds of great things, helping a lot of people. And so he lives in Tel Aviv, and we get a weekly sort of update from him. And the things that happened over the weekend are our focus when we talk to him in a few minutes. Speaking of things in the sky, though, did you see this, Jay? The celestial, is that, I never, there's no R in it, celestial spectacle of the Lyrid meteor showers. That's
no,
starting.
I missed
up.
It.
Well, no, it's okay because it was in the southern hemisphere yesterday. It's in the northern hemisphere today.
Oh, yay.
So you can see them, as a matter of fact. And there's other stuff that NASA has posted. The satellite delivers these views, some of these satellites. The newest Earth satellite is PACE, PACE, which was launched a couple of months ago to gather data on ocean health and air quality and that kind of stuff. So if you look at the pictures that have come, what they can see in the ocean, pretty mm-hmm. amazing, using ultraviolet light, stunning images. You'll see them, and they're just amazing. I wanted to spend a minute talking about, as we were talking about taxes, inflation and what's going on, because the Fed did not lower the rate last week. So what does that do to those of you who are in business or mortgages? One of the things that I'm finding here, and maybe you're a better witness to this than I am, Jay, people who have been trying to find new homes, but they can't. They can find the homes, but they are giving up on their search because of the mortgage rate.
Yeah.
Which has gone down a little bit, but not a lot, even though houses are selling like hotcakes. But a lot of people who live in a home now who have thought of moving to another place are not, because they have such low fixed rate mortgages going back to the pandemic. They just
a lot of people are moving towards renting again, even if they were homeowners, they're now going towards renting, which gets you caught in this loophole of, well, not a loophole, but it gets you caught in this revolving door when you're renting, because the mortgage is a lot less monthly than a rent is monthly.
Yeah.
But then you're paying so much in rent, you don't have enough to put aside for a down payment.
Yeah. Yep. Certainly perplexing. Okay, Uri Geller in a moment to weigh in on the next steps. Iran's attack, what does Israel do next? We'll talk about that after this here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
All right, now 43 after the hour. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Uri Geller joins Jay and me for the focus on Israel. Uri, as you know, an important cog in the wheel of this program and in my life. He's been a great friend for decades, and because he moved back to his homeland of Israel 4, 5, 6 years. How long ago was it, by the way? You moved back from England.
Hey, Doug, it's close to nine years ago.
9 years.
But let me start the program by saying this. Look, Iran unleashed more than 300 missiles and drones, Doug. Just imagine that.
Yeah.
Just think about it. 170 killer drones. This is not just a flight. It's a swarm. Not only that, but also over 30 cruise missiles. You know what's a cruise missile. And more, this is just stunning. More than 120 ballistic missiles. Now, think for a moment, Doug. This kind of attack is enough to wipe out Boston and Los Angeles and New York. Yes, this is exactly what Israel was facing. Look, I don't know if you have seen pictures, but the skies here in Israel were lit up.
Iran, I'm looking at a picture right now. I'm looking at a picture of the invasion. Yeah.
Iran even targeted Israel's secret nuclear plant at Dimona. Now, my friend sent me some videos. I'll send it to you later on. It's crazy. What Iran did was basically they tried to overwhelm Israel by bombarding it. But look, Doug, listen to this, because this is so important. 99% of everything that was fired at Israel was shot down before it could even reach Israel territory. Unbelievable. Only very few ballistic missiles made it through, and they landed on an Air Force base in the desert, but there was absolutely no damage, and nobody was hurt. Nobody was hurt at the base. Now, most people don't speak about this, but there was only one casualty, and she's an innocent 7-year-old Bedouin girl who was hit by shrapnel as she slept in her bed. Just one person. It's tragic. This is heartbreaking. And we're all obviously praying for her, you know, recovery. But look, Doug, think about it. We witnessed a miracle. Last night, Iran They pounded Israel before yesterday, but almost nothing got through. How can that happen? It's unbelievable. The missiles were shot up in the sky. The drones, cruise missiles, were shot down. Now, if this is not a miracle, then I don't know what is. But it wasn't just Israel. It was British forces, the RAF, and it was, you know, the U.S. Air Force.
American Air Force,
All American Air Force, they all came to Israel's aid and shot, and they helped shooting down. Now, what's also amazing is that Jordan got, you know, Doug, Jordan is an Arab country, which we are at peace with, and they also help. Also, France helped. So the final thing I want to tell you is the most devastating and scary. This is a final thing. Look, Doug, this is very important. I hope your listeners absorb this. We saw what happened here. But can you imagine if it wasn't drones and missiles, but a nuclear weapon which Iran had fired? Israel would have to shoot it down. But where would that fall? What would happen? The missile would either fall on Jordan or Iraq or Syria or Turkey. And the phones are ringing constantly here. The radiation will spread all over Europe. And it can also end up in Los Angeles. Because when the Chernobyl disaster happened, they found radiation all around the world. So what I'm saying here, Iran cannot be allowed to get nuclear weapons. It must be stopped. What happened here proves it is a threat to the whole world. Iran is a threat to the whole world. And that's basically in a capsule. And I think you agree with me.
I agree with you 100%. The thing that is disturbing, you know, frankly, it's yesterday's news, where they got the money and how they financed the Hamas strike and what they, you know, the money for Hezbollah, the money for those attacks that are taking place in the Red Sea, all of that stuff. The hatred, how much things have changed since the Iranian Revolution of 1979. You know, even we supporter, Jimmy Carter, supported the revolution to get rid of the Shah, but look at what you got. And that's the whole business about be careful of what you wish for. You know, you never know when the vacuum is created, what's going to fill the vacuum. And
what scares me is the ideology of these ayatollahs.
Yeah, it's all
the ideology, a hatred. But if they hear a voice telling them from above, throw on Israel nuclear weapons, they will do that. Yeah. Anyhow, Doug, it was fantastic being with you again. I'll talk to you again next week.
Yep. All right. Well, be safe, Uri. That's the important thing, that you and your family are safe and the people in Israel are safe. You look at this. It just is. I don't know. It takes your breath away to see what's going on in this modern day where communication is so important, yet these people don't want to communicate, or they communicate through doing this. So anyway, we'll pause now. It's almost 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You all recognize what it's from, so I'll tell you it's from the movie San Andreas with Rock and the lady who I like her work, but I can't remember her name. What's the lady who played his wife? And the young woman that played his daughter, who's become quite a substantial actress. She's
well, the daughter's Alexander Daddario, and the wife, I believe, Gina Carano.
Yes.
Not Gina Carano. Similar name.
Yes,
she's,
right.
Have James pull it up. I don't want to offend her, but she's really good.
Yeah, she is good in it, and she's done a number of...
movies with him before, too.
Yeah, right. And they
Carla Gugino?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes. Yeah, she did a thing for HBO that was about a female killer, assassin. It was actually pretty interesting under the circumstances. All right, so Chucker, let's see what's going on. Box office totals, you wanted to talk about San Andreas first, probably.
What's well, the reason on? We played that is because I did spearheaded... a new event at the theater I'm involved in, doing a free movie once a month, a movie that we put back on the big screen that looks good and is exciting, trying to get people into the theater on a free model to buy a popcorn and soda as an independent theater. So we screened San Andreas last night, a movie that I've watched multiple times on my television, and it really made me respect how important a movie screen is. They shot that in 2015 for $100 million, and I got to tell you, it looked like a $250 million movie on the big screen. I think, for me, it's my favorite Dwayne Johnson movie. It's thoroughly enjoyable. I know I'm partial to disaster films, but I really do dig that movie a lot.
You know what I think is the best thing that he's ever done? He's done a lot of good stuff, but that TV show about him being an agent that was on for three or four seasons.
Bowlers, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a good show, frankly.
Yeah. Yep. Let's talk Civil War. Did you get a chance to see it?
I will not see it.
I saw it. Here's the thing. This, just really quickly, it did $25.7 million in business, A24, which primarily is distributed, well-reviewed, smaller films. This is the biggest budget they've ever had, $50 million. It got out of the gate great. A lot of buzz, a lot of talk. I think, Doug, that this movie, after watching it, will be very, very polarizing. Some people, which we know by reviews, will really like it. Some people will not like it. I'm more positive than negative. I think it plays for me, because I had a debate with my buddy on the podcast we did this week for 30 minutes, and we rarely ever talk about a movie that long. So it's just stimulating conversation, no doubt. I like it because it plays like an end-of-the-world zombie movie without the zombies.
Why the hell do you want to see something like that? What does that do psychologically to people? Come on.
I would say this about it. There's a scene in this film with Jesse Plemons, who is Kirsten Dunst's real-life husband, and it lasts about, 8 minutes, and this will be a very talked-about scene because it is psychologically as scary as almost anything that was done in Deliverance back in the day. It is a very, very scary scene. Here's the thing why this movie will anger some people. It never tells you why that the country's in the Civil War. It doesn't answer questions. It doesn't take sides. And that's going to frustrate some people. I think this is a well-shot, well-made movie. Yeah. Having said that, one of the issues it has, which is an issue in a lot of movies with a lot of these filmmakers nowadays, is it doesn't really know how to establish characters that you can completely embrace. They're more surface characters in this film. Having said that, I think it's worth seeing. I give it a 7 out of 10. It's a very well-made movie, and it made me think, so I do recommend it.
All right. Not me. You won't see me going to it.
Okay, fair enough. So you're going to judge something you've never seen?
I'm judging it by what I've seen in the trailers, and I don't like the idea of sort of promoting, putting in people's minds that we should have another civil war in America.
I don't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you on that. I had an issue with the trailer, but I was curious, and I did go see the movie.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.